everybody. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
It's a frenzy, fantastic, friendly, fun. Go.
What?
What?
Well, what?
Huh? June Lovebat wants to know, what is your comfort show? What show do you turn on when you need something just to put on and be comforted?
Oh. Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Dude, that is a good one.
Shark Tank.
That is not.
Is that a legit answer?
Jeremy fucking Richmond over here.
So he's getting us all his ideas from me stealing from other people.
Oh, man, if it's not about money, I ain't got time for it. That's why he's not on Charlie Quinn yet.
Yeah.
Shit. We watch a lot of Arrested Development in this house. It is pretty much constantly on.
Classic show.
So fucking funny. God. So it's a show that holds up, and there's just jokes that, like, literally the first episode, you're just like, God, they lay that out here.
Mm-hmm.
And that plays out for the entirety of the show.
Lucille.
Oh my God. We've talked about before that stuff, but also even the, like, I don't care for Job. Like, how Lucille hates Job. So fun. The first fucking episode. So fucking funny.
Oh, man. Or anytime Anne would show up. Who? Her?
Yeah. Egg?
Egg? Yeah. Mayo and egg.
Let's see if I can find another one. We've gotten some really good ones lately. Okay. We're talking about Ted Lasso. I feel that Jared can still answer this, even if he hasn't watched this much of the second season. But who is the, this comes from Austin, who is the heart of AFC Richmond? Is it Danny or Sam? Danny Rojas. Rojas. My answer is Sam. Sam.
Easily.
Yeah. Sam. Dude, especially after the most recent episode, it's Sam. Like,
yeah. Danny Rojas is hilarious and he's great, but I mean, you know, he loves football, but it's,
I think that he's the hype man of the team.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say he's but he's, I like think the heart, he's like the Gator of the group. Yeah.
Yeah, but the heart is Sam. Through and through.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Let's see. Austin also wants to know, if you had to choose a horror movie to be in, knowing that you would die, what movie would you choose?
It's like, how do I want to die is basically.
Yeah, exactly. What? Okay. Who do I want to kill me?
Yeah.
I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go Friday the 13th, only because it's a quick and easy death. It's not like.
What Friday the 13th have you seen?
I was thinking that for Jason X, because I was like, yeah, shove my face into the thing or whatever. The vat of the whatever.
The liquid nitrogen,
yeah, because like that would be pretty fucking quick.
Yeah. And like, you know, getting beaten against a tree, like, it's quick and easy. It may hurt.
It would be not quick.
Listen, no. I'm just saying, compared to like Freddy, where it's going to take a whole week or a month because he's haunting you.
Yeah, and
like,
he's terrorizing you first. He's
terrorizing you first. Or like Child's Play, where that's going to also play out for weeks or months. Like,
and that one's just embarrassing.
And he'll just kill your family while he's at it. Like, he'll kill your friends.
So it's And I couldn't choose Poltergeist because
also that's Jason X. If you're lucky enough, you're on the space station.
Yeah. You're just on the space station. You get it.
You're just one of the millions of people that he murdered that was just on the space station.
Yeah, man. I'll say something like The Fog or something, where it just got to go simple. just something that just takes us out like super quick.
Which one's what happened in The Fog?
The Fog gets you.
The Fog gets you, and then it just kind of like just turns you into
It's not, because there's people in The Fog.
Was there?
Yeah, that's the whole point. Like, The Fog is like full of like these ghosts or something, and they kill you, and it's not going to be fun.
Okay, The Ring. At least I have 7 days.
What?
I'm kidding. No, I don't. Wait, actually.
You'd be scared to death.
Yeah, that's one way to go. Also, I've already got enough hair, so maybe not, because there's just hair that shows up everywhere.
I don't know. This is a fucking tough one. I didn't think this would be so difficult. But
there's just
like,
so many ways to die.
Because I have to decide, how am I going to die? What? because that's what makes them scary. It's not the easy kills.
You know, I'm trying to think of the easiest. Which one vaporizes people?
Yeah, right.
You know what? Fuck it then. Resident Evil in that one with the maze that or that fucking laser maze that just cubes the dude up. That fucking put me in that. That can't hurt for very long.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, it would be like a millimeter of a second, and then you'd be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't choose which way you're going out. Measurement
of time. Millisecond.
You're just choosing the movie. You're not choosing which way you go out. So if it's Resident Evil, I mean, you still can get eaten alive by some dogs.
Wow. Damn dog-ass dogs. This is hard.
Maybe a vampire movie in hopes that I get turned into a vampire instead.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to go with What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, so they turn me into a vampire, and then we solve the issue we had on Monday, and you get to watch all the Star Wars movies for the next 300 years. Oh my god,
done deal.
Yeah, solved.
Change my answer. I too would like to be the vampire.
Let's see. That's some other word. Byron wants to know, what's your favorite thing about the 8-bit community?
That no matter all the BS that we have put them through, they still love us and keep coming back.
Yeah. I mean, the community is the thing that we love. I mean, we wouldn't have continued doing this had it not been for the community asking and wanting us back and letting us know that they care. Like I said, I mean, when we started this, we did it, you know, we had a live show. Quote live show on that Google Hangouts. And if we got like 4 or 5 people, we were geeked for like a fucking week. And then once we found out how many fans we did have and everything, it really meant something to us. And it made us really want to commit to doing better things and upgrading the show and doing what we could to make you guys happy. So, I mean, having you guys, I mean, you are the best part of this. And
you're the best
part. Like I said, we wouldn't have come back if it wasn't for you guys.
Yeah, but what's your favorite part about it, though?
My favorite. Okay, so my real favorite. Yeah, my favorite part is I think the relationships in real life that got made, like take Random, for example, like we and everyone who came out to the Comic Cons. I mean, someone got fucking married because of 8-Bit Geek.
Yeah,
like Caleb would not have met his wife if not for 8-Bit Geek. Can you like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I wouldn't have met if it hadn't been for 8-Bit Saga. Let's be fucking real here.
Oh,
for
a second. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh my but god.
I agree. I mean, I would not have known you guys had it not been for 8-Bit Geek. So okay, I mean,
fuck off. 8-Bit Saga wouldn't have been 8-Bit Saga without 8-Bit Geek.
Hey, we have. There's a kid out there whose middle name is 8-Bit because of the show.
For real? Yeah. Like we are in a book because of 8-Bit Geek.
We're in a New York Times bestselling. A New York Times bestselling author put us in his book.
And Ray Porter said our names. Like, well, our book names, I guess, but
which still. Are still, still our names.
There was still a Doug, Jer, and Kev.
Yeah, there was, and that's pretty funny.
And Lacey. Cool. Let's not forget Windra. She was in it.
Yes,
too.
She was. Yes.
The things that the people that we've met, the things that have happened. I mean, it's just real crazy. It's real cool. Like.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had more time to spend in the Discord with you guys, like with all the fans and stuff, because I love the Discord. So that's one part I think I love about this community is the Discord, because I love talking with you guys. I love making kale faces at Byron every time he cracks a dad joke. We love to mess with Byron. Byron is one of my favorites on there because of the fact he's been around for so long.
Yeah, and he's the one who asked the question, but I love the immediate response from that was immediately... So someone said shitting on Byron for his crazy in-game theories, like that was their favorite part.
Yeah, and then there's people like and then June Lovebat was like, no, but I liked it, you know. Like, and we all do like his in-game theories because it's funnier than
We were in our Telegram chat talking about like oh shit, here he goes, Byron's about to tell us the plot of Endgame, here it comes, and then us just being like in our own chat, just like. Laughing and loving it and enjoying it and it being like that was like the highlight of that day was like Byron, you haven't fucking watched Endgame. It's fine. You don't have to try to convince us that you have. That summary proves to me that you haven't. Yeah. You thought it ended with Thor taking off Thanos' head. No. It's not. It's ridiculous.
It always goes back to that. No, but we love the interaction with you guys. Yeah. That's, yeah.
We got enough for, we got time for one or two more.
Okay. Are you more excited for, this is from IQ. By the way, IQ was the person who wanted the shout out. They did clear that up for us. Yep, that was 2 weeks ago. Yay,
I called it.
Are you more excited for Spider-Man No Way Home or Doctor Strange 2? Spider-Man.
Spider-Man all the way.
Spider-Man, probably, yeah.
Although, I mean, so the, Into the Multiverse of Madness. Sorry, I was going to say Into the Multiverse of Madness, but Multiverse of Madness is going to be wild, especially with everything that's being set up. And also, that may be, we were talking, this may have just been, again, in our Telegram and not necessarily on the show. It's so obvious now what they're doing with the What If series that, like, at first it just seemed like it was a fun, like, oh, look, we're just going to do what, you know, because we have these What If comic book series. Like, oh, we're just going to bring those to the animated, to Disney Plus animated, and we'll bring back all the actors to voice their characters again. It'll be a lot of fun. And then now, having watched Loki and stuff, it's very clear that, no. This is going to be the multiverse. Like, this is the multiverse stuff. This isn't just a what if. This is like, these are going to be what if stories happening in the multiverse.
Yeah.
Just all the different possibilities. So I there's rumors that some of these what if characters are going to appear in some form of, in the Marvel universe over the next few, this new phase, right? Because it's kind of what's happening in phase four is multiverse stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some of them in Doctor Strange too, especially with the Multiverse of Madness. That maybe we'll see Peter Parker with the cloak, with the Doctor Strange cloak. And then maybe we'll see, I mean, we won't get Black Panther, Spider-Man, or whatever he was, whoever he was. I forget what he was, but. Or no, he was Black Panther was Star-Lord.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll get stuff like that, obviously, just because of the passing of. Oh my God, his name just went out the window. Black Panther. What's the actor's name?
Chadwick Boseman.
Thank you. Yeah. So I don't know. It's really interesting, but I think overall with Spider-Man coming out later this year and the whole rumor of the multiverse, the Spider-Verse, and the fact that Tobey Maguire and what's his nuts may be coming back to play Spider-Man again.
Andrew Garfield.
Thank you. I don't know. I'm just blanking on fucking names.
Everyone's tonight. Names.
And that's usually me, and you're the one who helps me.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. And then I actually sent recently a trailer to the guys that someone posted on TikTok that was pretty clearly fan made. Sort of. It was passable as real. Like they did a really good job of combining scenes and adding people to scenes and stuff to make a very convincing looking Spider-Man No Way Home or Far, what is it called? No Way Home. Yeah. No Way Home trailer. Like it was pretty fucking good. And it got me really hyped, but I think I'm like 98% convinced that it's fake, but there's still that 2% that's like, that was pretty fucking convincing. That was really good. Mm-hmm. So, and it had all of them in it, and it had other people that have been confirmed to be in the new movie, like Alfred Molina. But then it also had Willem Dafoe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not confirmed, and he looked like Willem Dafoe from Spider-Man.
It'd be so cool if so, but yeah.
Dude, oh my God, could you fucking imagine? Also, if they do it, if they do this like alternate universe thing, even if it is the like Tobey Maguire, like, you know, he would be dead because he died in those movies, but like maybe it's not that universe, but maybe it's still those people.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine if Willem Dafoe actually got the actual Green Goblin look and not the like tech suit, but the actual goblin look that they remember they did the screen test for it. They did the animatronic makeup stuff for him with the goblin face and not the mask like that he ended up wearing. Did you guys see those videos?
No, I didn't.
You could, there's some behind the scenes like of the animatronic goblin face that they screen tested for that they went like, man, it's not good enough. Like, let's just put him in like a suit instead. So they gave him that like green flight suit and, or whatever. But there's they did the like animatronic face, like a mask.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it. It does look pretty good. I mean, it's definitely cartoony, but it's the most accurate.
Right, it's cartoony. It looks like that fucking comic book character, but like
yeah exactly. Which, you know, that's pretty good.
So could you imagine though if they did that though? Ugh, please sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
So Spider-Man.
Yep. All right. That's it. Next week you'll get more answers. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.